So let's talk a little bit about what's going on. And I am going to defend Sheriff Hudson this morning on this issue. Having said that, I still believe that she should resign. I believe her resignation would be in the best interest of the city, its constituents, that facility. I think she has lost control of it, is now working feverishly to try and catch up. As a result of 10 escapees from that facility, we have 9 in custody now, still one at large after having spent millions upon millions of dollars by multitude of agencies to try and catch these very dangerous, violent criminals. So I don't let her off the hook for that, and for a whole lot more. But there's one thing that's clear, is that this organization is in financial distress for a whole number of reasons. This organization is in operational distress for a whole number of reasons. It just got worse on both fronts, because one is going to lead to the other, when the city, who typically makes a $10 million quarterly allocation, which are the dollars that the city is responsible for providing for the operations and the upkeep of the jail managed by Sheriff Susan Hudson, put her on notice to say that they were going to have to cut this quarterly city allocation in half, and that the other half may be paid in 45 days. And they're not sure how long this new payment schedule is going to be in existence. It could become permanent, according to the city, because it results from their inability to manage Federal Emergency Management Agency reimbursements for road projects. How many times have you heard me say that it's fine to go out and get all these grants, all these promises from federal organizations, these dollars, but you have to have the ability to receive them? You got to be able to execute. You got to dot the I's, cross the T's. You got to be able to manage the money, or otherwise, if you get behind, you lose control. And there are horrible, terrible things that will happen as a result thereof. And here we are facing that very happenstance. They're going to cut the quarterly payment to the sheriff, and they may cut the payment as well to the district attorney. Two very important agencies that deal with the safety and security of you, as citizens of the and homeowners in the city of New Orleans, as renters in the city of New Orleans, and visitors as well. This is a joke. But here it is, folks. We've been saying this forever. How many times did we hear money wasn't an issue? Well, we know why it wasn't an issue. They weren't paying their bills. Vendors, for the longest period of time, were not being paid on time. They actually were the city's working capital. The city was using vendor money and others, their money that they were owed, to be able to make it through a fiscal year on a cash basis. And guess what happened? You know what happened. Here I come to save the day. The council stepped in. And they said, this is no longer manageable. This is no longer acceptable. We're going out to public bid on projects each and every day, and nobody wants to bid on the project. Why? Because they're not getting paid. They're borrowing money from the bank to provide the working capital for them to be able to pay their people on time, pay the insurance bills, pay this, pay that, and everything else. They're looking to get payment from the city, and guess what? They're looking into a hole. There's nothing there. They're not getting paid. They're down and out. Meanwhile, the city's boasting that we don't have a cash problem. We got more cash than we know what to do with. Yeah, you got everybody else's money, not yours. How disingenuous and how dishonest is this? We've never been told the truth, ever, as it relates to the finances of city government. And it's why the city council has had to step in and engage in this patchwork resolution to a number of these issues, because not only you as taxpayers, homeowners, renters, and others in this city haven't been told the truth, the city council doesn't have the truth. It's been nothing but double talk. Now the city has overextended itself, asking for extension after extension after extension with FEMA. They're out money, and now guess what? Exactly what they did to all these other vendors, FEMA's doing to them. And now they're having to tighten their belt, because guess what they're in now? They're in a cash crunch. They don't have the money. So where do they go? Two of the most important agencies in the city of New Orleans. I wonder whether or not this has anything to do with the lifeguards not being able to be paid, because they've never come clean on that story either, have they? Makes you wonder. I wonder how many other people are not being paid in 30, 45, 60 days pursuant to the contracts that they have with the city of New Orleans. Stand by. Yet to be reported. But it will. Because this is the these are the downstream implications of the inefficiency and the inability to manage your money. These are things that CFOs do each and every day in private America. They have tables that they set out looking at cash balances, monitoring POs and invoices that are coming in, timing large purchases because of their access to cash may be greater at certain times of the year than others. These are the things that you do to be able to cash manage your organization through a fiscal year, except in the city of New Orleans. Because adequate funding for Sheriff Hudson is not important, obviously, now. We'll just willy-nilly cut in half your quarterly allotment. We'll just cut the DA's office. We're having trouble hiring people as jailers, maintenance workers, and otherwise in the jail. We're having problem hiring support staff and prosecutors in the district attorney's office. And the city just willy-nilly says, well, we have to cut your allotment because we've overextended ourselves as it relates to FEMA. Oh, by the way, these are dollars as a result of Katrina. And on August the 29th, we will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of Katrina. Does anybody out there believe that the city has the ability to receive? I should hope not. But here we are. And I suggest, and I said it a few minutes ago, I think that this is going to continue to reveal itself. So who else? When does the city come clean? I hope if there's a council meeting this Thursday, I think there is, I'm not certain. But if there is, I hope the council asks somebody with this administration, how many other people have we decided that we're not going to pay? How many others? Do we know? Do we have any idea? How much of a cash crunch are we in? Why did you pick and why would you prioritize the DA and the sheriff as not getting their dollars? public safety has to be one of the highest priorities that there is in the city. One would think. Right? How did we get there so quickly? Interestingly. And this is a quarterly payment, right? So this is $5 million for the quarter that they're saving. We must really be in a bad cash crunch. Because this isn't like a monthly payment. It's a quarterly payment that's going to be delayed a minimum of 45 days. If I put my old CFO hat on, it just occurs to me, this is significant. This is not a willy-nilly thing. That's why I'm confident it's going to continue to reveal itself. I got to imagine that the monthly expenditure set for the city of New Orleans is a huge number because of the size of their budget. But yet, here we are. No really public explanation about it. A couple of sentences. You know, the mayor's been all over the world on climate. How about on budgeting? That might have been a better area for her to spend her time. Maybe learn how to hold meetings in your office the few times that you're there to pull together your financial team, and maybe some training as to what questions to ask and how we go about resolving the nuances of cash flow, tax income, collection of sales taxes, whether or not we should be conducting audits there, what is our collection rate, what are we doing, how many people are in arrears, what are we doing in order to address that situation, or are we just feeling good for everybody and we're letting them get in the rears for year after year after year, and it's no big problem, we'll just cut the allocation to the sheriff in half quarterly. Because now Big Brother, the federal government, is giving us a taste of our own medicine. And we had to run around, start jobs, ask for extension after extension after extension after extension from the federal government, because we were not able and we did not have the infrastructure to start these jobs, complete these jobs, get them through the process, properly funded, set aside the cash to do so, which is what we did in our organization. We had a plan, a capital plan for all of that. Sat down with the CFO. I was the sheriff at the time. An individual who knew what they were doing, obviously. Made the recommendations, came to a resolution. This is the way we're going to do it. Yeah, it would have been nice to give a pay raise this year, but we didn't have the capital in order to do so, so that we're going to have to forego that because we got to get through this cash crunch because of all of the property damages and everything else that we had experienced during the course and time of Katrina. And we knew that we had to tighten our belt and make some sacrifices. I doubt very seriously they had these conversations. They couldn't have had these conversations because they wouldn't be doing this. They knew that this day of reckoning was coming. If they didn't know, then we're in bigger trouble than we ever imagined. We got into this situation, obviously, and now we're this critique of this. It could only be because the mayor is a female and she's black. It's what she's trying to convince everybody of. Over and over and over again. This is as a result of the Jim Crow South, I'm sure. I'm certain that these are the things that FEMA has taken under consideration after granting every extension and extension and extension for like 15, 16 years. maybe longer. It has to be. It's the only reason it could be. There can't be any other reason. This is the crap that someone who thinks that they're a leader is trying to get us to buy. And again, less than 200 days now and counting. This is going to be almost every week between now and then, where we're going to find out that things are coming home to roost and we have a significant problem. We better think long and hard about who our next leader is going to be. Who is going to be the individual that's going to be able to stand up and make sure that we're dotting the I's, crossing the T's, making the tough decisions, showing up at work every day, putting in the hours necessary, and doesn't have a desire to travel the world on the public dole to learn little about nothing? We can't even deal with repairs as a result of Katrina, and we really believe that the mayor is going to go off to these conferences and come back and implement things that she's learned at these conferences? Give me a break. Does anybody believe that? We'll be right back.